I'm Paul Scully. I'm the Member of Parliament for Sutton and Cheam. I'm also the Minister for Tech, Digital Economy and Minister for London as well.
Let's start with the local elections. There have been Tory losses in areas surrounding London. We've got Windsor, Brentford, Wellin, Hartsmere. You failed to take Spelthorne and Tandridge. As Minister for London, does this scare you?
One of these scares is I think it's a reminder that we're in a really difficult period at the moment. We've been in for 13 years. It's sort of midway through a turbulent term because of COVID and the war in Ukraine. And we've got to deliver on Rishi's five promises about halving inflation, reducing the debt, growing the economy, cutting the backlog and stopping the boats. They're measurable things that are going to take, you know, over the next year, 18 months to achieve. But and we're only a quarter of the way, really, through Rishi's plan to get through that.
Are you expecting to finish it? Are these results not foreboding?
I think the 5 points are there to be done before the next general election, whenever that comes next year. But as I say, there's a difficult set of results. I think it's something we expected a bad night for the reasons that I've said about being in the midterm. But we've got to make sure that we build, make sure that we keep our head down and deliver. You know, I think as people see what the Labour Party have to offer, there's a lot of promises, but they're not really tangible promises, whereas the Prime Minister has got some really key areas that he wants to tackle before we then look at growth, hope, aspiration for the next 5 years.
When it comes to the Sutton tram extension, you have once again hit out at Sadiq Khan over the desire to extend that tram network into Sutton. A spokesman for the mayor has said that you should use your ministerial position to lobby the government for a long-term funding deal for TfL. What's your response to that?
Well, we've got one. We had a longer-term funding deal achieved last summer. But what the mayor has decided to do with the money that he's got, the spare money that he's got, rather than put it into public transport like the tram extension, he's punishing lower-paid people running small businesses and charities and rest with his ULEZ extension, pushing the ultra-low-emission zone to outer London, including Sutton. Sutton has the, I think they're fourth or fifth number of people in the list of boroughs who commute to work using a car because they don't have sufficient alternative, like a good tram. I wish he'd put the money into a tram extension.
The Superloop is going to double the frequency of the X26 through Sutton. Are you disappointed by the amount of serving that the Superloop will give Sutton?
I think it's any increase in bus services like that, the X26 is a good bus service that is to be welcomed. But the Superloop is effectively a rebranding exercise. The majority of the services there, he's talking about getting around London in a circle. It's just so difficult to get across London. In and out of London is not too bad. Across London is really difficult. And the Superloop really mainly existing services that are repurposed and rebranded. But as I say, the X26 increase in frequency is very much to be welcomed, but there's other routes as well that we need to look at.
Are there any routes that you care to name?
Well, I think it's not for me because I don't, it's not routes that I necessarily use. I'm familiar with the X26, but I just have people relying on their cars. It would be worth him actually speaking to people and looking at which ones have the most demand. It's not something I can name for you at the moment.
That's fair enough. When it comes to Eurovision voting, you've spoken a bit in the Commons sort of tangentially about the work of the National Cybersecurity Centre to protect it. Could you tell us a bit about what you said?
I was asked a question in my role as Minister for Tech and Digital Economy about the veracity of the voting in the Eurovision Song Contest and about countries around the world and other bad actors that may want to attack that. And what I basically said, that in that kind of voting, whether it's or elections or anything, we do a lot of work behind the scenes, because obviously a lot of this is security, but also informing people who are running voting systems and elections to make them very, very aware of where the threats are coming from, how they are likely to come, and what they might do about it. We also run a counter misinformation and disinformation centre within my department, which looks at trends as well around elections, partly for other things, so that we can keep on top of this.
Is there a fear that there would be interference in something which is essentially, you know, largely it's just an art festival like Eurovision? Is there really a fear that Russia could interfere in something like that?
I think, no, it's not a fear. I think I was asked the question, I just gave the answer. And I think the thing about something like Eurovision, people can attack it for any number of reasons. It's just any sense of destabilization, any sense that it might be just someone doing it for misguided fun. But nonetheless, it just does have an impact and of disruption. And the last thing we want is disruption, whether it's just a fun evening like Eurovision or whether it's more important, you know, national or local elections or indeed corporate work.
Sutton High Street, the derelict shops opposite Asda have been bought in recent months. The idea is to bring a buzz back to the northern end of the High Street. What else would you say is needed to renovate the High Street and give it more life?
Well, I think we're going to have a plan for that. It's great to buy those shops, and it's really is long overdue that that end of the High Street, the north end of the High Street, has an injection of a buzz of activity about it. We're going to work out what that looks like. What you can't do is just chase brands and say, right, come here and you sell here, we'll give you a good deal, and that'll be that. You have to really look at the whole High Street. And those conversations have accelerated since I was a councillor 15 years ago, and we were looking at what's going to happen to the High Street, primarily because of COVID. And I think what's going to happen is that people are likely to want experiences in their High Street rather than retail led. So bring people to meet to do stuff and then shop rather than necessarily the other way around. So that's sort of deep thinking that you need to do. What's the identity of the High Street that you want? And then brands will follow.